I wanted you to talk about that. There's something that you shared with us as the cheapskate. You always have your eye out for something that costs little or nothing that is a real benefit to us. And one of the things I saw, an article which I have included in our show notes here, is about three free utilities to make your computing easier. And they're all things. I heard somebody else say, I've never seen these things before. But they're kind of neat.
You know, best things in life are free.
Yeah, there we go. There you go. The motto of the cheapskate.
Absolutely. So, yeah, let me hit a couple of the highlights here. The first I want to mention, and I think you have this linked on the homepage, Foster.
Yes,
so
we
people
do.
Can,
yeah, for the article.
More about it.
We do, and you sound really smart in the article.
I try. So the first one is I really think it's crucial that people use a password manager. We live in such a password-driven world nowadays, and if you're just scribbling them down or trying to commit them all to memory, it's just not working. And so I have found a surprisingly good password manager that's absolutely free, and it's called Norton Identity Safe. And they broke out this Identity Safe password manager from their suite of utilities and offered it as a freebie. And not only does it give you a desktop component where as you visit various sites, it will plug in passwords for you so you don't have to commit them to memory. It will generate, it won't generate strong passwords for you, but it'll plug them in for you. But it also has mobile apps that it will sync all of these to so that you can have access to them on the go. And that's huge.
That's
something you normally don't get from a freebie.
Norton
Identity Safe, definitely worth
it. So you don't have to get the whole Norton suite.
You can just get this on its own.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So the next up is called Phrase Express, and this is basically a tool that helps you insert text that you would normally have to type over and over again. So, for example, an email signature something that you have to type regularly for work. Maybe it's some boilerplate text or whatever, and this is kind of like a macro editor, so you just assign it to a hotkey and then bam.
You know, we have directions that we send to guests who are coming to the studio.
Right.
That would be a great thing to be able to use for
Absolutely.
That.
It's perfect for things like that. It's called Phrase Express. And again, it's a freebie. It's actually a very capable, very robust product, almost overkill in some respects. But the fact that it's free, I say, it's worth the learning curve.
Absolutely. Okay. And the next one then.
Okay. And the last one I want to talk about is something that solves a Windows hassle that has existed since the beginning of Windows, which is that when you mouse over a particular window and then want to scroll in that window, you can't unless you click that window to bring it to the fore. In other words, to activate that particular window. So the utility is called WizMouse. And what WizMouse does is solves exactly that issue. When you mouse over a window, your scroll wheel is now active, even if you didn't click in there. And it sounds really simple and almost stupid because, like, oh, I'm saving exactly one click. I can't live without this utility. It's like really transformed my Windows experience. No knock until you tried it. So get WizMouse and then contribute to the author. He takes donations.
That is really neat. Now, I noticed, was there one other one they call M8 Free Clipboard?
There is, yes. If you're a heavy clipboard user, which I am, you know that when you copy something to the clipboard and then paste it and then copy something else to the clipboard,
boom,
the
gone.
The first thing is gone.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So it's a one item at a time type of thing. So M8, that's the letter M and the number 8, free clipboard, gives you a much more expansive clipboard that will store multiple items that you copy to it and then give you kind of like a pop-up list that you can insert things from there. So it actually kind of complements Phrase Express a little bit. If you don't want to get into that, you can copy stuff to your keyboard and keep it there sort of at the ready for the next time that you need it.
Those are very valuable things. As a matter of fact, I'm just thinking that certain times when I'm, for instance, putting together the web page for our show, that I will be clipping things from different articles or from wherever else it may be, and that clipboard function would be really excellent. Because
great
sometimes
stuff.
you need a password, and I'll go to my password keeper, I'll copy it onto the clipboard,
ooh,
boom, it's there.
Yeah.
But
way too many steps.
Yeah, exactly. Way too many steps involved in this. And that in particular, I'm fascinated by the Norton one because we have for so long, and Gary, I know we've done this in the past, Norton is kind of the whipping boy.
Yeah.
When you're talking about security suites, because it has traditionally had
It happened a long time ago, but we never forget that. Do
we never forgive them.
So, traumatic. You know, Rick, it never fails, and I know that the weakest point of computer security is the user,
yeah,
right? And it's always in their passwords, and everybody has their own special way of keeping passwords. And some people write them down, and if you have to, you have to.
Some people keep them in a memo. Dad.
And some people take and say, I've solved all the problem. It's a really, it's a really secure password. And you go, wow, that's great. That's, and they don't tell me the password, but they tell me that they use special characters and lower and uppercase letters and numbers, and they mix and match, and it's not a word in any language. And, oh, this is wonderful, right? And then they tell me they use it for everything.
Every site.
Yes.
Right. Oh, my gosh. And all they have to do is break into one site, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And now they just need your username or know who you are, and they can go to a whole bunch of sites they might guess.
Thank you for mentioning that, Gary.
Oh, my gosh.
Such a great point.
It's like, okay, go back to writing them down. That's way better than to have one to use for everything.
What's interesting, I use LastPass, mm-hmm. and there is a function on LastPass which will automatically generate a new password for your sites every, I think, 6 months, that you can set it to automatically generate a new password.
The one I use is Dashlane, which I've been a big fan of, and it has a similar function that's fairly new where it will basically give you ratings for your passwords, and if it detects you have any weak ones, it will automatically go and change them for you.
Ooh.
You don't have to do it manually. Now, that is handy.
And it remembers them, fortunately.
Yes, and it remembers them when it changes them, too.
Otherwise, it'd be like changing the locks on the house and not giving you the key. Rick Broida, thank you. It has been such a good time to have you back here. Rick Broida, by the way, you'll find him all over the Internet. If you go to internetadvisor.net, you'll find our notes from the program today and also a link to him so that you can regularly keep up with your column on CNET,
mm-hmm.
where we'll find you both as our gadget guy and also as the cheapskate. And please do look at that.